Welcome to Liverpool, Rizala. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, John. How are you?
We're pretty good up here. Good. And
fantastic.
I tell you what, it's made a change for me to say, are you in the sunshine? And you are.
The sun is calling me, but I'm waking right here.
are you a sun worshipper, Rizala?
Oh, I love the sun, but I make sure to wear my sun hat, you know, and if it gets too hot, I'm under the sun umbrella. But just to know you can wear clothes that are, you know, sleeveless or you're short, it's just such a joy.
Yeah. Well, listen, let me take you back 12 months and we go into lockdown. How has that affected you personally?
Oh, it's been shocking. It's been really shocking. At the start of last year, January, I had about 70 or 80 shows across the year last year.
Wow.
And they've all been, it's been quite, I mean, I thought, oh, this is going to be my best year yet with work, you know, and the gigs kept on coming in.
Yes.
And, you know, suddenly practically more than half of them were completely cancelled. Some of them, they managed to move to 2021. And this is how it is.
I know. Were the gigs, Rizala, you know, mainly European or were they this country?
They were all over. Mainly they were across the UK. They were in Spain, Holland, you know, France. Yeah. I had a good year last year. But so far, you know, since the government's announced we've got, you know, light at the end of the tunnel, I must say the last week a lot of my promoters have been calling and throwing dates at me. And I thought, oof, they still wanted to sing. Yay.
I'm not following that fish on the end of that line. I know you're well thought of, and you are, you know, all these festivals, they need you there.
Oh, thank you. Well, I need them too.
So how have you passed your time, Rizala? You know, because obviously you've been in lockdown, you've been at home, you've been isolation with you know. Do you write?
Well, I see myself more as a co-writer rather than complete first-time songwriter. I prefer collaborating with other songwriters and bouncing off each other's ideas. I love that.
Yes.
And you asked what I've been doing in the last year since the lockdown, because obviously artists haven't been able to perform.
No.
That, you know, industry has shut down completely. So, you know, it was quite a shock and a little depressing, I won't say, but fortunately, Gary, who runs a small label that I'm with, we had about, you know, I'm working on an album, so I've got about two or three more tracks left to record. Then the lockdown hit, but we've got some singles that we thought we could release during the lockdown. Then we released the second one during the first lockdown in May last year, called Magnificent. And then we've just released the other one called I Feel It Slipping Away at the end of last year.
Yeah.
So that's kept me going. And what's been born out of that is I have my good friend Jonathan Dahl, who's promoting me, getting radio interviews, Zoom interviews. And that part has really kept me busy and psychologically has made me feel, you know, I'm still adding something towards my career, even though I'm not singing live.
Yeah, so, he's a good guy. He's a good guy, Jonathan, isn't he?
He's a top guy. He's a top bloke, that one, let me tell you.
Yeah. just put the money in the post, Jonathan. I know you're listening, so.
Exactly.
in the lockdown, Rizala, did you manage to keep in touch with any of the other artists that have been around, you know, you work with?
Yeah, we have, you know, via one of the things we did with, it was Capella, Luzanne Taylor, Baby D.
Yeah.
You know, we all thought, we're missing one another, and we all made an effort to do a Zoom chat, which was lovely, you know. But we haven't really all been that in touch. I think we've all been sort of like blown away and in shock with what's going on.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
So they're going to be have as much of as an itchy foot as you are, waiting for, I presume it's the 21st of June, that hopefully we're going to get the green light and the word go.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to be waiting right at the front. I think all the artists and most people in the world are going to be waiting right at the front to just get back to some kind of normalcy in their lives, to go out there and work and earn a living, because, you know, people's finances have been hit.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, awfully hard.
Yeah,
you know, the musical industry, the hospitality has just been absolutely left and just...
Absolutely.
You know,
it's come to a grinding halt. It's been quite shocking, and you know, a little bit frightening and depressing financially.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. But, you know, as you say, I don't believe there's a tunnel anymore, Rosanna. I just think there's a light. And, you know, that light's certainly shining in the right direction. And so just let's say everything does get passed for the 21st of June. Where will you be off to first?
I think my first gig is, it's a festival called Let's Rock, and they have massive festivals. They have anywhere between 10 to 15,000 people in the field, you know, so hopefully the weather will be great. And I think that first gig, oh, I don't want to get it wrong. I don't know where I am. I think I might be in Leeds or something like that. So, but, you know, I'm so, so excited. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love you to come to this radio station, Rosanna, because I'm sure you are booked in for Let's Rock Liverpool.
Yes, I think I am.
And it's at the Wavertree Playground, which is known as the Mystery.
All right. Oh, wow.
And it's a huge, huge park just on the outskirts of Liverpool.
Right. Fantastic.
And, you know, if you're going up there, well, we're just a stone's throw from there. We're right opposite the Albert Dock in Liverpool.
Oh, yes. Oh, fantastic. Well, we should make a date for that, definitely. We'll compare our diaries and make notes. I'd love that.
I'll work alongside Jonathan for that, Rosanna. And, you know, okay. I've got some questions here from your long fans from the old school days of 93 and onwards.
Oh,
are you ready? Are you sitting comfortably?
I'm ready. I am sitting comfortably.
Okay. Are you a fitness fanatic?
Woo! I am. Well, I don't know if I'd say I'm a fitness fanatic, but I like keeping fit. You know, when I go out on stage, I want to wear tight-fitting clothes, so I want to look as good as I possibly can in them. And then my husband keeps telling me, oh, don't eat too many pies, because when the lockdown hits and you're going out to see your shows, you want to be able to fit into your skinny jeans. And I'm going, okay.
I guess
you could say I probably am, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, you don't stop on stage, do you?
No, absolutely not. But, you know, it's been easy to stop during the lockdown because there hasn't really been much to do. But because of that reason, I think I've upped the ante in my fitness regime, so to speak. I walk every day at least 10,000 steps or more.
Good girl.
Every single day.
Good girl. Okay, this is another good question. This how stern or how flexible are your eating habits?
They're not stern. I will eat whatever I want to, but I am mindful. Can I say that?
Yes.
I'm mindful. So I like to have a chocolate cake, for instance, but I won't eat it every day.
No.
I sort of weigh the scale and just be mindful of what I eat.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously, Everybody Free from 93 is the song that everybody wants you to. Yeah. Are you still excited with that? Because there must have been oodles and oodles of remixes.
Oh, there've been oodles of remixes. I've been through, you know, mostly highs, I would say, with Everybody's Free. And, you know, let's face it, John, that song is my passport, and that song has given me the career.
That's right.
That I've had this year. I mean, this year Everybody's Free is going to be 30 years old.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
And it's given me the career that I have. It's afforded me the opportunity to earn a living from it, to go out there and sing for all my wonderful fans. I call them my friends. I'm so grateful to that, and I believe the remixes that have been released over the years and continue to be remixed has helped keep the profile of that song high.
Absolutely, yeah. How high can you sing, Rosanna?
Oh, every day is a different day, let me tell you. Every day is a different day. I mean, somebody was just asking me about my vocal range, and I said, you know, when I recorded Everybody's Free 30 years ago or more, I had a young voice. I could reach really high notes. And if you ask me to sing Everybody's Free that I recorded 30 years ago in the range that it is now, on different days I can hit those notes. On different days I struggle. But my voice has matured, and I've got, you know, what I would call different colors to it.
Okay.
And I hit different notes with the voice that I have now.
My friend said, go on, John, ask her, go on. Can you hit the top C?
The top C, I don't know. That, honestly, John, that's one of those, every day will be a different day. I hit different notes on different days, honestly. So give him that answer from me.
Yeah. It's good that every day is different, though, isn't it?
Every day is different. It always makes it exciting, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, listen, my love, you know, it's lovely to come into your home down there with the, sorry, with the fringe on the top and the sunshine and everything else, and you and your garden getting ready for the 21st of June, and we'll be ready for you in Wavertree Playground, but
thank
more to
you.
The point, we'll be ready for you in Liverpool Live if you make a flying visit when you're going to that Liverpool Rocks.
I would be honoured, John, to come in and visit you guys at Liverpool One. I really would.
Do you like chocolate biscuits?
I love chocolate, dark chocolate digestive biscuits, so just have some on the ready.
Yeah,
I'll give you a hug then.
Are you a dunker?
I am a dunker.
Oh, wow.
I am. With a lovely cup of tea. Oh
dear me. Everything will be ready for you, my love. We'll go through
thank
Jonathan
you.
And you stay safe and good luck from 21st onwards, and just keep singing that song because that's what everybody wants. Mind you, I do love Faith and Are You Ready to Fly as well, you know.
Thank you, John, and you too, keep safe, and to all the listeners, keep safe, and thank you all for your love and your support. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. See you at Wavertree.
See you, my love.
Take care. Bye, Rosella.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. What a lovely, lovely lady. And coming into the stage, wow, Chockey Bickies at the ready. Liverpool Live.